Grandma!
Grandmama, that stuff Benny's using to spray them cockroaches smells awful. Can I go downstairs, please?
Did you get all them chores done already? I ain't seen you doing much.
Yes'm, finished early. Where'd Mama go this morning?
She had to go on a little errand.
Where?
To tend to her business.
Halo!
Yes, he is. It's Willie Harris again.
I got it.
Hello?
Willie, you get the papers from the lawyer?
No. Not yet. I told you the mailman doesn't get here till 10:30. No, 11. Come in. Yeah, right away.
Brother, where did Ruth go?
How should I know?
Oh, come on, Grandma. Can I go outside?
Oh, I guess so. You stay right in front of the house, though, and keep a good lookout for the postman.
Yes'm. Leave them poor little old cockroaches alone. They ain't bothering you none.
I'll cockroach you, boy.
Grandma.
Look out there, girl, before you be spilling that stuff on that child.
That's right. Look out now.
I can't imagine it would hurt him. It has never hurt the roaches.
Well, little boys' hides ain't as tough as Southside roaches. Oh, you better get over there behind the bureau. I seen one marching out of there like Napoleon yesterday.
There's only one way to get rid of them, Mama.
How?
Set fire to this building. Mama, where did Ruth go?
To the doctor, I think.
The doctor? What's the matter?
You don't think. Now, I ain't saying what I think. But I ain't never been wrong about a woman, neither.
Halo!
Oh, well, when did you get back? Oh, of course I've missed you, in my way. This morning? No, house cleaning. Mama hates it if I let people come over when the house is like this.
That's right.
You have? Well, that's different.
What is it?
Oh, what the hell, come over. Right. Arrivederci!
Who is that you're inviting over here with this house looking like this? You ain't got the pride you was born with.
Asagai doesn't care how houses look, Mama. He's an intellectual.
Who?
Asagai. Joseph Asagai. He's an African boy I met on campus. He's been studying in Canada.
What's his name?
Asagai. Joseph Asagai. He's from Nigeria.
Oh, that's that little country that was founded by the slaves.
No, Mama. That's Liberia.
I don't think I never met no African before.
Well, do me a favor and don't ask him a whole lot of ignorant questions, like do they wear clothes?
Well, now, if you think we're so ignorant around here, maybe you shouldn't bring your friends here.
It's just that all anyone seems to know about when it comes to Africa is Tarzan.
Why should I know anything about Africa?
Why do you give money at church for the missionary work?
Well, that's to help save people.
You mean save them from heathenism?
Yes.
I'm afraid they need more salvation from the British and the French.
Well, I guess from all the happy faces, everybody knows.
Ruth, you pregnant? Lord have mercy. I sure hope it's a little old girl. Travis ought to have a sister.
How far along are you?
2 months.
Did you mean to? I mean, did you plan it? Or was it an accident?
What do you know about planning or not planning?
She's 20 years old, Lena.
Did you plan it, Ruth?
Mind your own business.
It is my business. Where is he gonna sleep? On the roof? Gee, I didn't mean that, Ruth. Honest. Gee, I don't feel like that at all. I think it's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yes, really.
Doctor say everything gonna be all right?
Yes, she says everything's gonna be fine.
She? What doctor you went to? Ruth, honey, what's the matter with you? You sick?
What's the matter with her, Mama?
She be all right. Women gets right depressed sometimes when they get her way. Now, you just relax. That's right. Just lean back. Don't think about nothing at all. Nothing at all.
I'm all right.
Come on now, honey. You need to lie down and rest.
and have some nice hot food.
Oh, my God. That must be Asagai.
Hello, Elio.
Hello. Well, come in. And please excuse everything. My mother was very upset about the place looking like this.
You look disturbed. Is something wrong?
Yes. We've all got acute ghettoitis. So, sit down. So, how was Canada?
Canadian.
Asagai, I'm very glad you are back.
Are you really?
Yes, very.
Why? You were quite glad when I went away. What happened?
You went away.
Ah.
Before, you wanted to be so serious. Before there was time.
How much time must there be before one knows what one feels?
What did you bring me?
Open it and see.
You got the robes for me. How beautiful. Oh, and the records, too.
Oh, wait. I shall have to teach you how to drape it properly. Big a day of babouche. You wear it well. Very well. Mutilated hair and all.
My hair? What's wrong with my hair?
Were you born with it like that?
No, of course not.
How then? But
you know perfectly well how. As crinkly as yours, that's how.
And it is ugly to you that way?
Oh, no, not ugly. But it's so hard to manage when it's, well, raw.
And so to accommodate that, you mutilate it every week?
It's not mutilation.
Oh, please. I'm only teasing you because you are so very serious about these things. Do you remember the first time we met at school? You came up to me and you said, and I thought you were the most serious little thing I had ever seen. You said, Mr. Asagai, I wanted very much to talk with you about Africa. You see, Mr. Asagai, I am looking for my identity.
Yes.
Well, it is true that this is not so much a profile of a Hollywood queen as perhaps a queen of denial. Well, what does it matter? Assimilationism is so popular in your country.
I am not an assimilationist!
Such a serious one. So, you like the robes? You must take excellent care of them. They are for my sister's personal wardrobe.
You sent all the way home for me?
For you, I would do much more. Well, that is what I came for. I must go.
Will you call me Monday?
Yes. We have a great deal to talk about, you and I. I mean about identity and time and all that.
Time?
Yes, about how much time one needs to know what one feels.
You see, you never understood that there is more than one kind of feeling which can exist between a man and a woman. Or at least there should be.
No, between a man and a woman, there need be only one kind of feeling. I have that for you. Now, even, right this moment.
I know. And by itself, it won't do. I can find that anywhere.
For a woman, it should be enough.
I know, because that's what it says in all the novels that men write. But it isn't. Go ahead and laugh. But I'm not interested in being someone's little episode in America. Or one of them. Oh, that's funny as hell, huh?
It's just that every American girl I have known has said that to me. White, black, in this, you are all the same. And the same speech, too.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
It's how you can be sure that the world's most liberated women are not liberated at all. You all talk about it too much.
Oh, Mama, this is Mr. Asagai.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Younger? Please forgive me for coming at such an outrageous hour on a Saturday.
Well,
Well, you are quite welcome. I just hope you understand that our house don't always look like this. You must come again. I would love to hear all about your country. I think it's so sad the way our American Negroes don't know nothing about Africa except Tarzan and all that. And all that money they pour into these churches when they ought to be helping you people over there drive out them French and Englishmen done taking away your land.
Yes.
How many miles is it from here to where you come from?
Many thousands.
Well, I bet you don't half look after yourself being away from your mama so far. I expect you better come around here from time to time and get yourself some home-cooked meals.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Well, I must go. I will call you on Monday, Alayo.
What's that he call you?
Oh, Alayo. I hope you don't mind. It is what you call a nickname, I think. It is a Yoruba word. I am a Yoruba.
Benny, I thought you said he was from...
Oh, no, Nigeria is my country. Yoruba is my tribal origin.
You didn't tell us what Alayo means. For all I know, you might be calling me little idiot or something.
Well, let me see. I do not know just how to explain it. The sense of a thing can be so different when it changes languages.
You're evading.
No, really. It is difficult. It means one for whom bread, food, is not enough. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Well, that's nice. You must come see us again, Mr.
Asa Guy.
Yes. Do come again.
Goodbye.
Lord, that's a pretty thing just went out of here. Yes, I guess I see why we done commenced to get so interested in Africa around here. Missionaries, my Aunt Jenny.
Oh, Mama.
What's the matter, girl? You cracking up?
Travis! Ruth is resting now. Travis, baby, run next door and ask Miss Johnson to please let me have a little kitchen cleanser. This here can is empty as Jacob's kettle.
I just came in.
Do as you're told.
Yes, ma'am.
Benny, where are you going?
To become a queen of the Nile.
Where did Benny go?
Far as I could make out, to Egypt. Ruth, who told you to get up?
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with me to be laying in no bed for.
What time is it getting to?
10:20. And the mailman gonna ring that bell this morning just like he done every morning for the last umpteen years.
She say to tell you that she don't have much.
Lord, some people I could name sure is tight-fisted. Mark two cans of cleanser down on the list here. If she that hard up for kitchen cleanser, I sure don't want to forget to get her none.
Lena, maybe the woman is just short on cleanser.
Much baking powder as she done borrowed from me all these years, she could have done gone into the baking business.
Get down them steps, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
You mean it? Done really come?
Oh, Miss Lena.
Well, I don't know what we all so excited about round here for. We known it was coming for months.
Well, there's a whole lot different from having it come and being able to hold it in your hands. A piece of paper worth $10,000.
Here it is, Mama.
Well, come on, open it. Lord have mercy, I wish Walter Lee was here.
Open it, Grandmama.
Now, you all be quiet. It's just a check.
Open it.
Now, don't act silly. We ain't never been no people to act silly about no money.
We ain't never had none before. Open it.
Travis? Is them the right amount of zeros?
Yes'm. $10,000. Golly, Grandmama, you rich.
$10,000. Put it away somewhere, Ruth. $10,000 they give you. $10,000.
What's the matter with Grandmama? Don't she want to be rich?
You go on out and play now, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
You gone and got yourself upset.
I expect if it wasn't for you all, I would just put that money away or give it to the church or something.
Now, what kind of talk is that? Mr. Younger would just be plain mad if he could hear you talking foolish like that.
Yes, he sure would. We got enough to do with that money, all right. Where did you go today, girl?
To the doctor.
Now, Ruth, you know better than that. Old Dr. Jones is strange enough in his way, but there ain't nothing about him make somebody slip and call him she like you done this morning.
Well, that's just what happened. My tongue slipped.
You went to see that woman, didn't you?
What woman are you talking about?
That woman who...
The mailman come. Did it come? Oh. Now, Mama, look. Old Willie Harris put everything on paper.
Son, so I think you ought to talk to your wife. I'll go on out and leave you alone.
I can talk to her later, Mama. Look, please.
Son,
will somebody just listen to me today?
I don't allow no yelling in this house, Walter Lee, and you know it. And there ain't gonna be no investing in no liquor stores.
But, Mama, you ain't even looked at it.
I don't aim to have to speak on that again.
You ain't even looked at it, and you don't aim to have to speak on that again? You ain't even looked at it, and you decided. Well, you tell that to my boy tonight when you put him to sleep on the living room couch.
Where you going?
Out.
Where?
Just out of this house somewhere.
I'll come too.
I don't want you to come.
I got something to talk to you about,
well,
Walter.
That's too bad.
Walter Lee, sit.
I'm a grown man, Mama.
Ain't nobody said you wasn't grown. But you still in my house and in my presence. And as long as you are, you will talk to your wife, civil. Now sit down.
Oh, let him go out and drink himself to death. He makes me sick to my stomach.
And you turn mines too, baby. That woman was my biggest mistake.
Walter. What is the matter with you?
Matter with me? Ain't nothing the matter with me.
Yes, there is. Something eating you up like a crazy man. Something more than me not giving you this money. The past few years, I've been watching it happen to you. You get all nervous acting and kind of wild in the eyes. I said, sit there now. I'm talking to you.
Mama, I don't need no nagging at me today.
Seem like you get into a place where you're always tied up in some kind of knot about something. But if anybody asks you about it, you just yell at them and bust out the house and go out and drink somewheres. Walter Lee, people can't live with that. Ruth's a good, patient girl in her way, but you're getting to be too much. Boy, don't make the mistake of driving that girl away from you.
Why? What'd she ever do for me?
She loves you.
I'm going out. I want to be by myself for a while.
I'm sorry about your liquor store, son. It just wasn't the thing for us to do. That's what I want to tell you about.
I gotta go out, Mama.
It's dangerous, son.
What's dangerous?
When a man goes outside his home to look for peace.
Then why can't there never be no peace in this house, then?
You done found it in some other house?
No. There ain't no woman. Why do women always think there's a woman somewhere when a man gets restless, Mama? Do you know what this money means to me? Do you know what this money can do for us? Mama, I want so many things.
Yes, son.
I want so many things that is driving me kind of crazy, Mama. Look at me.
I'm looking at you. You're a good-looking boy. You got a job, a nice wife, a fine boy.
A job. Mama, a job. I open and close car doors all day long. I drive a man around in his limousine, and I say, yes, sir. No, sir. Oh, very good, sir. Shall I take the drive, sir? Mama, ain't no kind of job. That ain't nothing at all. Mama, I don't know if I can even make you understand.
Understand what, baby?
Sometimes it's like I can see the future stretched out in front of me, just plain as day, the future, Mama, hanging over there at the edge of my days, just waiting for me, a big, looming, blank space full of nothing, just waiting for me. But it don't have to be. Mama, sometimes when I'm downtown driving that man around and I pass them cool, quiet-looking restaurants where them white boys are sitting back and talking about things, sitting there turning deals worth millions of dollars, sometimes I see guys don't look much older than me.
Son, how come you talk so much about money?
Because it is life, Mama.
Oh, so now money is life. Once upon a time, freedom used to be life. Now it's money.
No, it was always money, Mama. We just didn't know about it.
No, something has changed. You something new, boy. In my time, we was worried about not being lynched and getting to the North if we could. And how to stay alive and still have a pinch of dignity, too. Now here come you and Benita talking about things we ain't never even thought about hardly, me and your daddy. You ain't satisfied or proud of nothing we done. I mean that you had a home, that we kept you out of trouble till you was grown, that you don't have to ride to work on the back of nobody's streetcar. You my children, but I, different we done become.
You just don't understand, Mama. You just don't understand.
Son, do you know your wife is expecting another baby? That's what she wanted to talk to you about. This isn't for me to be telling, but you ought to know. I think Ruth is thinking about getting rid of that child.
No. No. Ruth wouldn't do that.
When the world gets ugly enough, a woman will do anything for her family. The part that's already living.
You don't know Ruth, Mama. If you think she would do that.
Yes, I would too, Walter. I gave her a $5 down payment.
Well, son, I'm waiting to hear you say something. I'm waiting to hear how you be your father's son, be the man he was. Your wife says she gonna destroy your child. And I'm waiting to hear you talk like him and say we are people who give children life, not who destroys them. I'm waiting to see you stand up and look like your daddy and say we done give up one baby to poverty and that we ain't gonna give up nary another. I'm waiting. If you, a son of mine, tell her, you are a disgrace to your father's memory.
Bitter earth. what truth it bears. What good is love?
Oh, what have we got on tonight?
You are looking at what a well-dressed Nigerian woman wears. Isn't it beautiful? Enough of this assimilationist junk.
What kind of dance is that?
A folk dance.
What kind of folks do that, honey?
It's from Nigeria. It's a dance of welcome.
Who you welcoming?
The men. Back to the village.
Where they been?
How should I know? Out hunting or something. Anyway, they're coming back now.
Well, that's good.
Adunda, adunda. Adunda, adunda.
Yeah. And Ethiopia stretched forth her arms again.
Yes, and Africa sure is claiming her own tonight.
Shut up! I'm digging them drums. Them drums move me. In my heart of hearts, I am much warrior.
In your heart of hearts, you are much drunker.
Yeah, me and Jomo. That's my man, Kenyatta. Flaming spear, hot damn! Okomagosie!
Okomagosie!
Oh, the lion is waking. A weemaway.
Weemaway.
Listen, my black brothers.
We hear you.
Do you hear the waters rushing against the shores of the coastlands?
Okomagosie.
Do you hear that? The screeching of the cocks in yonder hills, beyond where the chiefs meet in council for the coming of the mighty war.
Okomagosie.
Do you hear the beating of the wings of the birds flying low over the mountains and the low places of our lands?
Okomagosie.
Do you hear the singing of the women, singing the war songs of our fathers to the babies in the great houses, singing the sweet war songs? Oh, do you hear, my black brothers?
We hear you, flaming spear.
Telling us to prepare for the greatness of the time. George, my black brother.
Black brother, hell.
Benita, you've got company. What's the matter with you? Walter Lee, get down off that table and stop acting like a fool. He's had a little to drink. I don't know what her excuse is.
Look, Benny, honey, we're going to the theater. We're not going to be in it. So go change, huh? What in the name?
Girl, you done lost your natural mind. Look at your head.
What have you done to your head? I mean, your hair.
Nothing, except cut it off.
Now, that's the truth. It's what ain't been done to it. You can't expect this boy to go out with you with your head all nappy like that.
That's up to George. If he's ashamed of his heritage.
Oh, don't be so proud of yourself, Benny, just because you look eccentric.
How can something that's natural be eccentric?
That's what being eccentric means, being natural. Get dressed.
I don't like that, George.
Why must you and your brother make an argument out of everything people say?
Because I hate assimilationist Negroes.
Will somebody please tell me what this whoever means?
Oh, it's just a college girl's way of calling people Uncle Toms. But that isn't what it means at all.
Well, what does it mean?
It means someone who is willing to give up his own culture and submerge himself completely in the dominant, and in this case, oppressive culture.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Here we go. A lecture on the African past, on our great West African heritage. In 1 second, we will hear all about the great Ashanti empires, the great Songhai civilizations, and the great sculpture of Benin, and then some poetry in the Bantu. And the whole monologue will end with the word heritage. Let's face it, baby. Your heritage is nothing but a bunch of raggedy-ass spirituals and some grass huts.
Grass huts? See there. You are standing there in your splendid ignorance talking about people who were the first to smelt iron on the face of the earth. The Ashanti were performing surgical operations when the English were still tattooing themselves with blue dragons.
Have a seat, George. It's warm, ain't it? I mean, for September. Just like they say about Chicago weather, if it's too hot or cold, just wait a minute and it'll change. Everybody says it's got something to do with them bombs and things they keep setting off. Would you like a nice cold beer?
No, thank you. I don't care for beer. I hope she hurries up.
What time is the show?
Well, it's an 8:30 curtain. That's just Chicago, though. In New York, standard curtain time is 8:40.
Oh, well, you get to New York a lot?
A few times a year.
Oh, that's nice. I've never been to New York.
New York ain't got nothing Chicago ain't. Just a bunch of hustling people all squeezed up together being Eastern.
Oh, you've been?
Plenty of times.
Walter Lee Young.
Plenty. Well, we got to drink in this house. Why don't you offer this man some refreshments? They don't know how to entertain in this house, man.
Thank you. I don't care for anything.
Where's Mama?
She ain't come back yet.
Why are you college boys with them faggoty-looking white shoes?
Walter Lee!
White shoes, as cold as it is.
You have to excuse him.
No, he don't. What you always excusing me for? I'll excuse myself when I needs to be excused. He look funny as hell. Bad as the black knee socks Benita wears out of here all the time.
It's the college style.
Our style hair. Look like she got burnt legs or something.
Oh, Walter.
How's your old man making out? I understand. You all going by that big hotel on the drive. Shrewd move. Your old man is all right, man. I mean, he knows how to operate, you know what I mean? I mean, he thinks big, you know what I mean? But I think he's kind of running out of ideas now. I'd like to talk to him. Listen, man, I got some plans that could turn this city upside down. I mean, I think like he does, big. Invest big, gamble big, hell, lose big if you have to. You know what I mean? It's hard to find a man on this whole South Side who understands my kind of thinking, you dig? Me and you ought to sit down and talk sometimes, man. Man, I got me some ideas.
Yeah, that... you know, sometimes we'll have to do that, Walter.
Yeah, well, when you get the time, man. I know you a busy little... boy.
Walter, please.
I know ain't nothing in this world as busy as you colored college boys with your fraternity pins and white shoes.
Oh, Walter.
Yeah,
please.
I see y'all all the time with the books tucked under the arms going to your classes. And for what? The hell you learning over there, man? Filling up your heads with the sociology and the psychology. They teach you how to be a man? How to take over and run this world. They teach you how to run a rubber plantation or a steel mill. No, just to talk proper and read books and wear them faggoty-looking white shoes.
Yo, all whacked out with bitterness, man.
And you? Ain't you bitter? Ain't you just about had it yet? Don't you see no stars gleaming? And you can't reach out and grab. You happy? You contented son of a bitch. You happy? See, you got it made. Bitter? Man, I'm a volcano. Bitter? Man, I'm a giant surrounded by ants. Ants who can't even understand what it is the giant is talking about.
Oh, Walter, ain't you with nobody?
No, because ain't nobody with me, not even my own mother.
Walter, that's a terrible thing to say.
Well, hey, Benny, you look great.
What's the matter with your head?
I cut it off, brother.
Well, I be damned. So that's what they mean by the African bush.
Ha-ha. Let's go, George.
You know something? I like it. Oh, it's sharp. I mean, it really is.
Yes, I think so, too.
Oh, no, no, no. You leave yours alone, baby. You might turn out to have a pin-shaped head or something.
See you later.
Have a nice time.
Thanks. Good night. Good night, Prometheus.
Who is Prometheus?
I don't know, honey. You don't worry about it.
See there? They get to a point where they can't even insult you man to man. They gotta go and talk about something ain't nobody never even heard of.
How do you know it was an insult? Maybe Prometheus is a nice fella.
Prometheus, I bet there ain't even no such thing. I bet that simple-minded clown.
Walter.
Don't start.
Start what?
You're nagging. Where was I? Who was I with? How much money did I spend?
Walter Lee, why don't we just try and talk about it?
I've been out talking with people who understand me. People who care about the things that I got on my mind.
I guess that means people like Willie Harris.
Yes, people like Willie Harris.
Well, why don't y'all just hurry up and go into the banking business and stop talking about it?
Why? You want to know why? Because we all tied up in a race of people that don't know how to do nothing but moan and pray and have babies.
Oh, Walter. Honey, why can't you stop fighting me?
Who's fighting you? Who even cares about you?
Well, I guess I might as well go on to bed. I don't know where we lost it, but we have. I'm sorry about this new baby, Walter. I guess maybe I better go on and do what I started. I guess I just didn't realize how bad things was with us. I guess I just didn't realize. You want some hot milk?
Hot milk?
Yes, hot milk.
Why hot milk?
Because after all that liquor, you ought to have something hot in your stomach.
I don't want no milk.
You want some coffee then?
No, I don't want no coffee. I don't want nothing hot to drink. Why are you always trying to give me something to eat?
What else I got to give you, Walter Lee Younger?
Baby, it's been rough, ain't it? I guess between two people, they ain't never as much understanding as folks generally think there is. I mean, like, between me and you, how we gets to a place where we're scared to talk softness to each other? Why you think it gotta be like that, Ruth? What is it that gets into people ought to be close?
I don't know, honey. I think about it a lot.
On account of you and me, you mean? The way something's come down between us.
There ain't so much between us, Walter. Not when you come to me and try to talk to me. Try to be with me a little even.
Sometimes I don't even know how to try.
Walter.
Yes.
Honey, life don't have to be like this. I mean, sometimes people can do things so that things are better. You remember how we used to talk when Travis was born? About the way we was going to live and the kind of house. Well, it's all starting to slip away from us.
Oh.
Oh. Mama, where have you been?
My. Them steps is getting longer and longer. Whew. How you feeling this evening, Ruth?
Mama, where have you been all day?
Ruth, where's Travis?
I'll let him go out and he ain't come back yet? Oh, boy, is he gonna get it.
Mama.
Yes, son?
Where did you go this afternoon?
I went downtown to tend to some business that I had to tend to.
What kind of business?
You know better than to question me like a child, brother.
Where were you, Mama? Mama, you didn't do something crazy. With that money, something crazy.
No, Mama.
Mama, I nothing. You gonna get it, boy. Get in that bedroom and get yourself ready.
But I just...
Why don't you never let the child explain herself?
Keep out of it, Lena. 1,000 times I've told you not to go off like that.
Well, at least let me tell him something. I want him to be the first one to hear. Come here, baby. Travis, you know that money we got in the mail this morning?
Yes'm.
Well, what do you think your grandmama gone and done with that money?
I don't know, Grandmama.
She went and she bought you a house.
Walter!
You glad about the house? It's gonna be yours when you get to be a man?
Yes'm. I always wanted to live in a house.
All right. Give me some sugar, then. Now, when you say your prayers tonight, you thank God and your grandfather. 'cause it was him who give you the house in his way.
Now you get out of here and get ready for your beating.
Oh, Mama, oh, gee.
No, no, get on in there.
Yes, ma'am.
So you went and did it?
Yes, I did.
Praise God! Oh, please, honey. Walter, let me be glad. You be glad, too. Oh, Walter. Walter, a home. A home. Well, where is it? How big is it? How much is it going to cost?
Well,
when are we moving?
First of the month.
Praise God!
It's a nice house, too, Walter. Three bedrooms, nice big one for you and Ruth. Me and Benita still have to share our room, but Travis has one of his own. And I figures if the new baby is a boy, we could get one of them double-decker outfits. And there's a yard with a little patch of dirt where I could maybe get to grow me a few flowers. And a nice big basement. And
Walter, honey, be glad.
'Cause I don't want to make it sound fancier than it is. It's just a plain little old house. But it's built good and solid. And it will be ours. Walter Lee, it makes a difference in a man when he can walk on floors that belongs to him.
Where is it?
Well, it's out there in Claiborne Park.
Where?
46 Claiborne Street, Claiborne Park.
Claiborne Park? Mama, there ain't no colored people living in Claiborne Park.
Well, there's gonna be some there now.
So that's the peace and comfort you went out and bought for us today.
Son, I just tried to find the nicest place for the least amount of money for my family.
Well, of course, I ain't never been afraid of no crackers, mind you, but wasn't there no other houses nowhere? Oh,
them houses they put up for colored in them areas way out all seem to cost twice as much as other houses. I did the best I could.
Well, all I can say is if this is my time in life, my time to say goodbye to these goddamn crack walls. And these Martian roaches. And this cramped little closet, which ain't now, no, never will be no kitchen, that I'm gonna say it loud and good. Hallelujah! And goodbye, misery! I don't never want to see your ugly face again. Lena.
Yes, honey.
Is there a whole lot of sunlight?
Yes, child. There's a whole lot of sunlight.
Well, I guess I better go see about Travis. Lord, I sure don't feel like whipping nobody today.
Son, you understand what I done, don't you? I just seen my family falling apart today. Just falling to pieces in front of my eyes. We couldn't have gone on like we was today. We was going backwards instead of forwards, talking about killing babies and wishing each other was dead. When it gets like that in life, you just got to do something different. Push on out and do something bigger. I wish you'd say something, son. I wish you'd say how deep inside you think I done the right thing.
What you need me to say you done right for? You the head of this family. You run our lives like you want to. It was your money, and you did what you wanted with it. So what you need for me to say it was all right for? So you butchered up a dream of mine. You, who always talking about your children's dreams.
Walter Lee!